President Trump is reportedly considering issuing pardons on his last full day in office for rapper Lil Wayne and former New York Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, among many others. The New York Times reports the names are among a list of pardons that the president will unveil tomorrow that could exceed 100. Politico White House correspondent Anita Kumar joined us earlier tonight to talk about what she's hearing on this new slate of pardons.
What we're hearing is that the president spent pretty much most of his weekend kind of going through this long list. It's gotten a little bit backed up because of everything that's been going on the last couple weeks. We actually expected him to have two lists, one out last week and then one out Wednesday morning before he leaves. And now it's sounding like it's going to be one list out tomorrow. You know, I think the list is split really between two kinds of people. Some that, you know, maybe big names, friends and lobbyists have brought to his attention. And then some that are more traditional criminal justice advocates have brought to his attention, that people that had gotten long sentences and perhaps should be let out of a prison at this time because of drug charges or other nonviolent offenders.
So we have seen in the past that the president has pardoned a number of people close to him that he feels were done wrong by what he refers to as the witch hunt, all of these prosecutions that have surrounded him pretty much the whole term. What about somebody like Steve Bannon?
Yeah, so we actually reported that he is considering Steve Bannon, and it's still unclear whether he's going to go ahead with that. I think that he hasn't made up his mind. Some of these are he's still trying to decide. But yeah, Steve Bannon and President Trump, you know, were, if you'll recall, Steve Bannon was fired from the White House quite some time ago. But the two started talking about a couple months ago and have been back in touch and speaking, you know, during this transition period. So it's possible he will do that. I do know that some people are advocating for him to get a pardon.
But there's also the whole issue of President Trump possibly breaking, not only breaking tradition, but doing something that's never been done before and pardoning himself, as well as members of his family. Where does that stand tonight?
So the president did ask legal experts and his own lawyers about pardoning himself. It hasn't been done, and it's quite controversial. Some people or some lawyers say that you can't do it. What we are hearing, though, is that he has soured on that idea and that to do that would mean he has to admit that he did something wrong, or it looks like he did something wrong and he doesn't want to show that. Now, so I think that's very unlikely. The family members, it's a little bit unclear where that stands. It does sound like in recent days he's kind of decided that he might not want to go that route, but there are some people that want him to have these preemptive pardons. So for his children and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, just in case there's something that comes up. And some people are telling him to do that because they feel that the Democrats are going to try to, you know, involve them in investigations for years to come, and they want to save them from that. So it's a little bit unclear where that stands. I think that could still go either way at this point.
Finally, the president has been quite unorthodox, that goes without saying, doing everything differently and breaking norms. In this case, though, to have a long list of pardons on your last day in office or your last full day, that's actually not that unusual, is it?
Not unusual at all. We've seen most presidents in the modern era, you know, issue some right before they leave, even the morning that they leave, you know, an inauguration day. I actually had been talking to someone close to the president who said that President Trump doesn't want to have more than President Bill Clinton had. And I looked that up because I was wondering what that number is. It's over 150. So it looks like President Trump wants to have less than that amount of number. Not sure why it really matters what that number is. It's really about the people. But definitely, this is pretty normal for the president to be looking at something like this right before he leaves.
Anita Kumar with Politico. She joined us on Skype.